Not sugarcoating. As a refugee adjudicator, I was hired to listen to people's stories of human rights abuses and decide who was a UN Convention refugee and who was not. Two stories I heard shook me to my core. And after one, see, I can't even talk about it without weeping coming up. And after one, I was obliged to stay 3 hours after in my office and weep. I couldn't go outside. Don't worry, I'm not going to repeat them. And not again was I so shaken, and am still so shaken as by Frazzledrip. That's a movie plus photos made by Secretary of State, that's right, Hillary Clinton and her assistant, Huma Abedin, both deceased, and Hillary replaced by clones. If I told you what they did to a young girl to have her produce adrenochrome, you'd hate me. You'd never get it out of your mind. How could human beings do such things to other human beings? And Hillary was far from being the only one. Very far, as I already knew, thanks to Janet Ossebaard and others of her courageous kind, too numerous to name. There is a whole subculture around the globe of these infernal creatures we grace with the name of human. The corrupt elite that has locked down control of the planet until now will hire its woke army to bewail Hillary being taken away. That may be why the original tribunal of Hillary was kept secret. Either way, the evidence of her corruption, the Clinton hit list, Bill's sexual appetite, Epstein Island, the Clinton Foundation child trafficking pipeline, pay for play, perpetual lies, and adrenochrome is coming before the public eyes. And if parts of Frazzledrip are shown, and I hope they're not, we will need a wave of love to bring us up, not from depression, from inner desolation. In the case of Frazzledrip, my co-creative partners on the other side gave me a sight of the self, the Atman, our Buddha nature, our original face, to bring me back up and out of my desolation. That did it, and I could now function again. The same, I believe, will be the effect of the event, singularity, solar flash, or wave of love on the whole planet. Whatever you do, do not resist what comes up. Jump onto the path of awareness and simply observe it, feel it, speak it. Our upsets pass more quickly if we listen to them than if we resist them. As Werner said, what we resist persists. It wrestles with us forever. And what may be coming down the pike in my seasoned view, you do not want to persist. Not sugarcoating. This will test your strength of character.